Yeah, thanks for joining us, Tommy. We'll let you watch these last few deliveries. Obviously a really important part of the innings, but well done to you and Dwayne Bravo for really putting the side back in the game.
Cheers, boys. Yeah, it was nice to bat out there with Donny and get the boys up to what we should be a winning total, I think, on this track.
Partnership of 66. Dean Jones to ask Tom Beaton the next question after this Hastings delivery. He's in, and Bravo, another dot ball right up in the block hole. He tried to heave it down the ground. Hastings fields it on the bounce.
Tommy, well played, mate. Fantastic. It's just going along beautifully. Is this pitch a little bit slower and lower than the previous ones here?
Yeah, mate, it's holding up on the slower ball, so it's a bit harder to hit. Even when they're hitting into the wicket, it's not quite coming on. So it's been like this quite a bit, to be fair, in the last couple of seasons since I've been here. So, you know, it's not easy to bat on unless the dew gets on it and the ball starts to skid on.
Hastings starts with a couple of dots wider on the crease. Another ball right up in the block hole. Bravo works it down towards long on, and that is well run by Gannon. He was in and out very quickly. They get back for two. Quiney does the fielding. 6 for 148 with three balls to go.
And Tommy, they know you're pretty good off the front foot. I notice they try to sort you out on the back foot.
Yeah, they do that to me sometimes. And yeah, I'm happy for them to do that. I'll just keep pulling it and hitting the ball over point if I have to. So yeah, it's good fun out there.
Hastings in again. Bravo, oh, giving himself
get over,
smashing it down to long off for six. It's caught but thrown back into the field of play there by Marcus Stoinis. Tremendous athleticism. He took the catch, and before his feet had hit the ground on the other side of the rope, he threw it back into the field of play. So he saved four runs. Bravo takes two.
I don't know whether that... I reckon that might have been six. What do you think, Tommy?
Yeah, I reckon his feet landed as he threw it.
Yeah, of course, you were always going to say that cover for the Renegades, weren't you?
It's my guess, mate.
Well, he's amazing. He's taken the catch. He's jumping over the rope. His feet must not touch the ground. And it's six. Well called, Tommy. You're the accurate one.
Yeah. Jeez, boys, only because I'm close to it.
His right foot had just hit the turf as he tossed it back over his left shoulder. Well, yeah.
Great effort by Righty, though, wasn't it?
Stoinis,
sorry.
It was amazing athleticism and a great game awareness, knowing what he had to do. But it is six runs, so six for 154. As Hastings tries again. Oh, Bravo almost dislocated his shoulder trying to hit that into the CBD. And he lost his bat. What's he like to bat with, Tom?
Mate, he's very chilled out. But he's very clever. He loves his cricket a lot, so he's a really good bloke to talk to about batting and bowling. He's keeps me quite composed out there, and we work well together, so he's good to be around and play with.
I would have laughed if the bat went onto the stumps. It didn't miss the stumps by much at all.
He's been throwing his bat a bit lately in this comp.
Last ball of the innings. Hastings in to Bravo. He goes inside out. Well, trying to go inside out over cover. He sliced at the backward point. It's well fielded by Luke Wright. It did have some velocity behind it. Just the single. And the Renegades, with a flourish at the end of their innings, thanks to Dwayne Bravo and Tom Beaton, have reached 6 for 155, with Bravo finishing on 59 not out. Dean Jones with Tom Beaton with another question or two before we have to let the young man go.
155, you stop him on that, Tommy?
I think if we bowl well up front, we give ourselves a great chance. You know, teams are that good in the BBL in 2020 now at chasing totals, so we're going to have to be on our game. But I think, you know, the wickets, it is dying a little bit, so I don't think there's much dew out there either on the wicket.
Problem is that locker room can sometimes be hard for teams, because if you keep hearing that you're not a good, your bowlers are not bowling well, it tends to be a cancer throughout the team. Has there been anything to stop any poor locker room talk within the group?
No, nothing at all. I think the boys have bounced back well with the ball. I think last game was they did a hell of a job, all the boys, and the game before that, we haven't hit our straps completely with it, but we're very close. And last game's efforts were close to it. So we execute tonight like that, I think we'll get the result we want.
Mate, fantastic tonight. You got the momentum back. You're coming on leaps and bounds. I'm really proud of you. Well played.
Thanks a lot, Dino. Cheers, boys.